This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. As I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and I do mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us from California IA, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for a second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Kyle, you got an interesting story that just surfaced from Reuters about what China's doing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is very interesting, Captain. It seems that satellite pictures now show, being released at this point, China's military building mock-ups of what the shape basically of U.S. Navy aircraft carriers, and also what appear to be Arleigh Burke-class destroyers, guided missile destroyers, out in the Taklamakan Desert, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the idea that these would be tests for perhaps making attack runs.
Targets.
Yeah, exactly. Test targets for this.
Yep.
So it is quite interesting that we're getting this kind of information, especially in light of the heightened tensions. I don't care what anybody says. I think the tensions are getting pretty heightened in the sense of what will the United States do when President Xi in China decides to make good on their statements that they're going to reunify with Taiwan, really come hell or high water. This could get very interesting very soon.
When you said that, you told that to me during the break, I immediately had a thought come to mind. You remember what it was?
What was that?
This is to test their hypersonic missiles.
The hypersonic missiles.
Yep, come straight down at you from above, and you can't do much about it.
Exactly. And, you know, Captain, if it ever really gets involved here, you know, obviously, your carriers have massive defense systems. We'll just leave it at that.
5,000 people on board.
And 5,000 people on board.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, if the two militaries confront one another, it may not go the way a lot of people think, in the sense mm-hmm. that it can go very bad very quickly.
All right, let's go to the telephone line. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Yes, sir, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, what a mess we're in. You know, I was watching the news from Korea because my mom is Korean, and they're having a big problem with the fuel that goes into their trucks. They had to issue an emergency and import from Australia enough fuel to get them by for like a month. Now, I don't know if the Chinese are holding, you know, that apparently they had an agreement with the Chinese who provides the fuel for the trucks, but I don't know if there's some kind of a disagreement or a rift, and I guess they didn't get their shipment. So, you know, we're kind of in scary times, right? Because where does our medicine come from? China. Where does our, you know, all the stuff that we have, our clothes, our TV, everything from China? You know, if one day they say, well, guess what? We're not selling it to you anymore. We're up the creek without a paddle. So what do you have to say, Kyle? And thank you so much.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Well, obviously, any kind of cutback in that regard will have those same kinds of effects you're talking about. We do know, I think, that South Korea back in October had temporarily made some cuts to fuel taxes because the oil prices were going up at that time and energy costs would have been going up. So obviously they've been dealing with this problem, but it could get a lot worse, obviously.
Well, we are never up the creek without a paddle, ever, because we have contingency plans on top of contingency plans, and I suspect that South Korea does too, as the example of going and getting their gasoline or their fuel oil, whatever the case may be, I'm sorry, their diesel, I'll be right in a minute, their oil, crude oil from Australia, whatever the case may be, that's their contingency plan. There are other countries that would also help South Korea out, like Japan, right?
Yes, exactly.
The Philippines, correct?
Yep.
All right, and maybe even, believe it or not, North Vietnam, who's not really liking China all that much.
Exactly.
So there you go. So that's my thought. But when it comes to China, they're not going to do anything to help us, and we shouldn't be doing anything to help them. I'm sorry. It needs to come to a stop. We need to realize China for the enemy that they are. They're not our friends. They're never going to be our friends. Their role is to simply try to become the dominant power in the world, which they're working very rapidly on, and may get there sooner rather than later because our president is taking us in the opposite direction.
Well, Captain, we've certainly gone seemingly out of the frying pan into the fire because President Trump was standing up to China. And at the very least, one could say that the Chinese would think twice before making major moves. But now, I don't think they would do that.
I do believe you're right. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to converse about some other things here, including MSNBC. You know, the FCC could be taking them off the air soon. I'll explain. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the different items they have listed there. Every one of them says with promo code, and it shows you a price. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. That's the promo code, Captain. Now, if you want to call them and place your order over the phone and speak to a live person and not get your information out there on the Internet, you can do that, too. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. They also have a radio listener specials logo link that you can click on. You'll get about 24 to 30 items in there with insanely low prices. And you can get all those low prices. The promo code again is Captain. The phone number is 800-641-5459. So, one last time, go to MyPillow.com, check it out, use the promo code Captain for anything you see there. The telephone number is 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did. They got plenty of stuff for Christmas. They're ready to go. And if you're ready to buy, they're ready to help you out. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get started, I want to give a special shout-out to a friend of mine, John David Wells, who happens to be a host of the Wells Report, which is nationally syndicated on the USA Radio Network. I've been on his show a number of times. I haven't had him on my show because I haven't been able to make it work yet, but I would if I could, and maybe this will be the time to do it. Now, this week he picks up his Texas National Guard uniform, his combat boots, and becomes First Sergeant John D. Wells of the Texas National Guard. Now, his unit's been activated by the Texas Military Department to take place in a multi-month deployment. This means, like so many other Guard families, Wells is putting aside his profession in service of his fellow Texans, and doing so will place the Wells Report show on a temporary hiatus. So you folks that hear it on our affiliate there in Fort Worth, the reason he's leaving, if you don't already know, is because he's going to serve you in the state of Texas and his country. And Kyle, I think he's going down along the Mexican border. I think that's where he's headed.
Oh, very interesting. Well, of course, Godspeed to Mr. Wells, absolutely.
Yep, he's a really nice guy, and I've enjoyed the relationship that I've had with him, so there you go. Now, is it time to pull the plug on MSNBC? I will explain. Joe Biden, or more likely his behind-the-scenes handlers who tell him what to say or do, has nominated Jessica Rosenworcel to become the first female chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Biden, as always, is read off the teleprompter to tout his latest historic first as a champion for the Internet and cable connectivity for all. Now, chances are, she could break the cycle of the FCC, who right now is trying to take and wield a big whip over broadcast TV, radio, which they've done for years, and they want to go after cable TV and the rules and regulations that they don't have to follow like broadcast TV and radio do, such as profanity and nudity.
Well, that's right, and we'll see if there's any kind of change whatsoever in terms of what this new nominee...
Looks like it's coming.
Yeah, and if they would want to make that kind of change. But, of course, the cable shows and so forth don't really fall under the same kind of jurisdiction that the FCC has over the airwaves. But I'm wondering, Captain, if in many ways Americans would like for some of that to change, only in the sense of making sure that they're broadcasting, number one, the public interest, which is one of the things you have to be able to do if you're a radio or a television station.
Well...
Go ahead.
MSNBC is the least watched of all the networks. And there's a reason for that. Their guests on there are ill-informed. They project a lie every day of the way the news is supposed to be, according to them anyway. And they just deal in maniac and nutty things. Now, the fact of the matter is that, like it or not, NBC, the parent news company, is very strictly regulated on broadcast TV, and they have to do things right, at least more right than on MSNBC. And MSNBC is like the garbage hump where they go over there to specifically throw their trash and their liberal nonsense out there. By the way, do they censor people over there? You betcha.
Well, they do, and they kind of say all the same things over and over again. I mean, at some point, can somebody please ban the term dog whistle? Because did you know, Captain, just about everything is some kind of dog whistle.
I know.
And that's mostly what you hear from networks like that. And it's unfortunate because there isn't any real, shall we say, thoughtful discourse in so many ways. Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I've been asked a number of times to go over there and appear on that network on different shows, and I've been advised by the people that know me well and know of me and my reputation, saying that you don't want us to go anywhere near them, anywhere near them.
Well, of course not, at least not at this time. And it's really unfortunate. I remember when MSNBC was originally started broadcasting.
It was a news network.
That's right. So, but, of course, they begin to find this niche, and this niche is far left. The niche is, and of course with Donald Trump, that changed everything too. It became, you know, for some of these different news shows, not just on MSNBC, but it was all Trump all the time. And now they're still struggling, I think, to really kind of find their way, because doing the regular news, I guess, is just not fun unless it's all about Trump or something.
Well, the FCC gets hundreds of thousands of complaints about what goes on MSNBC, the FCC. And unfortunately, because it's not regulated by the FCC, they can't do anything. So people waste their breath when they call up and complain and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. So that's why the FCC is even considering regulating cable TV. MSNBC would be one of their bullseyes.
Oh, perhaps so. Exactly. Well, at the same time, though, too, Captain, people don't tune into these things. It's not just MSNBC. It's a lot of other things. Regular entertainment shows go by very quickly because people have just had it with the politics.
They don't have entertainment shows on MSNBC.
Or other shows that are like scripted shows. People are tuning out of those too because they contain the same kind of, shall we say, woke or far left ideologies that people just, they don't want to hear that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So they're going to go somewhere else.
And the main reason why the federal government is, the main complaint is that they censure the people that are on there. If they don't like what's being said, they'll either switch the they'll switch the person that's being interviewed, or they will just cut the volume off so you can't hear what they're being said and saying they're having technical problems.
Yeah, some people will pipe up and say, well, Fox is this and this is that and so forth. But I have to tell you, a lot of times, especially even on the Fox News channel, you'll have people who have different ideas. And you're hearing different perspectives on things. You may not agree with it, or you may wonder why do they have them on there, or this kind of thing. But people are typically given a chance to speak.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. So we'll see what happens. But it looks like as if MSNBC is in fact on the chopping block because their numbers are down, their revenue is down, they're paying some guests some big money to be there. The host, and they're not making enough money, enough profit to pay those hosts and stay in business. So something is going to happen.
Well, I think so. You remember several years ago, Captain, when the Liberal Democrats tried to create a radio network, or they tried to
run
Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, and I think it was called Air America.
Al Franken was on it.
And Al Franken was there, that's right. And so that went by the by pretty quickly.
He was the first one to be taken off the air.
Yeah, but they just couldn't find their audience. They thought they could duplicate, for example, what now the late Rush Limbaugh was able to do, as he revolutionized talk radio, that's for sure. But they couldn't get it, and that's because what they're selling, nobody wanted to listen to.
Yeah, they had that movie actress, Jeannie something or another.
Yeah.
Her father had been an Academy Award actor, and she was living off his name, and she lasted right till just about the end until they went bankrupt. They actually went bankrupt and out of business.
Yep.
And that's what's going to happen to MSNBC.
Well, we'll see exactly.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A balmy 56 degrees and clear skies here. Supposed to be 50 by morning at the airport. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A blow to the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate upon private employers. A federal appeals court has issued a temporary stay, asserting there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday they're on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day. And people should be able to go to work in a safe environment. And so if that means doing something that is tough, that's what this president does.
A poll conducted by USA Today and Suffolk University puts President Biden's approval rating at 38%. It had been hovering in the low 40s in recent polls. Biden's approval rating has been on the decline for a number of weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Customers to your business or website.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha, and you heard his program, Armed American Radio, on many of these same stations last night. A lot of talk about the Supreme Court gun case that's coming up there in concealed carry in New York City, and we'll see where that goes, because that has a bearing on a lot of other cities across the United States where they do not allow concealed carry people to carry weapons inside their city, even though they can do it outside the city in the rural areas. But this portion of the program brought to you by our great, great, great friends over at the Relief Factor Company, where I take a product that has helped me for a number of years, as you well know. Relief Factor, of course, is a part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation, and it also helps with the pain that I have by going straight to the source. And it works. If you've got bursitis, arthritis, rheumatism, muscle aches and pains, this is something that will work for you. It comes with all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is all 100% drug-free. No drugs in this product at all. It's Mother Nature at work. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, all of something that your body needs to have anyway. Now, for $19.95, you get it all started. by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Gets you started on Relief Factor, and you won't look back. This product has worked for me for well over 6 years, and I still take it every day, two times a day. I take the packets. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the Houston Stampede, which is what I'm going to call this, is under investigation right now. What a horrible night Saturday morning was.
It really was, Captain, as we heard about the breaking news at that time and began to report on it. But as we learn more about what happened, it's just horrific. We know, of course, that the range of victims seems to go from someone as young as in the ninth grade all the way into college. This is just devastating. They are trying to identify those who were killed, and to have a father come in and identify their 21-year-old son as one of the victims is heartbreaking, just in the extreme. And so we're finding out more, obviously, about how many people actually went to the hospital. About 25 were sent to hospitals. So, again, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. Now, there are going to be lawsuits, and that's already started up now. We understand rappers Travis Scott and Drake have already been sued over what happened at the Astroworld Festival.
Well, it's because they didn't stop the concert right away.
Right. Well, we have reports of people screaming that something is happening and it needs to stop and this kind of thing, and evidently that was not acted upon. But in the investigation, a lot of this will come out. And then there's also talk of people inciting the crowd, and others saying that they may have been injected with something. This was also something that was being reported earlier. But again, the investigation will be able to get to the bottom of all these different reports that we have.
Yeah, well, there were apparently drugs there too. That might have had some sort of effect on what happened. We just don't know. But I'll wait till we get the report and we'll go from there. I do know that they were not prepared with the medical units they had us on standby there. They absolutely were not prepared for a crowd of 50,000 people.
No, exactly. And they are all put into the same area, and they are literally not just shoulder to shoulder. It's much more compact than that. And once that surge began to move, there's literally nowhere for anybody to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what we were referring to with MSNBC, I'll just make this brief. There was an MSNBC guest over the weekend that claimed that the Virginia Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears is nothing but a black mouth promoting a white idea, white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. That's what this MSNBC guest said, never challenged by the host at all.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. It's the same thing. You know, when Larry Elder was running for the recall for governor here in California, Captain, they called him, what, the black face of white supremacy?
Yep, they did.
And so this is just, it's like there's like a handbook with stuff in there that they're supposed to say that are these ridiculous things. And unfortunately, they make themselves look stupid when they say stuff like that.
And speaking of stupid, the members of the Lincoln Project were told by the Charlottesville City Council they are not welcome back in Charlottesville at all.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Project, of course, they also tried to inject racism into the Virginia campaign for governor. This kind of stuff is wrong. It's always been wrong. But yet, for some reason, Captain, they believe that it's somehow going to work. But I will say this. Those who continue to try to stoke up race hatred and racial unrest and these kinds of things between any groups, whatever their ethnicity is entirely wrong. It will fail. But unfortunately, we have to fight back at it an awful lot.
Now, the CDC is indeed back to demanding Americans wear face masks, and Americans are just sick and tired of all this.
Well, they sure are. You know, Captain, this mission keeps changing, evidently. They're trying to get you into this notion that we can have zero risk of anything and just put on a mask and this kind of stuff. But whereas the original mission, as I understand, for COVID was to make sure that we weren't going to overwhelm the hospitals and you weren't going to die if you happened, unfortunately, to contract this. But that seems to have changed now to a zero-risk environment where you can't go places, you can't do this, you can't do that. You have to continue to wear a mask, even if you're vaccinated, and on it goes. We don't know where this is going to go in terms of what they're going to tell us next, but we do know this. The goalposts will move again.
Now, Joe Biden burst over the issue of illegal aliens getting big payouts. He said, and he raised his voice to do this, by the way, he said, you deserve some kind of compensation.
He did. Well, he was sort of talking the way he normal Joe, you know, his normal Joe speak or whatever. And then suddenly, quite out of the blue, he reared up and began yelling. And that, I think,
he got upset at the reporter's question.
He did, but he did so in some weird, out of context way, I thought, because it was too much, and I just don't know if he can regulate, you know, how he's reacting to things in some ways, or he was doing that to try to appear as though he's outraged about this or that. Trying to feign some sort of outrage. But I think it's quite clear, Captain, the other day he didn't know what the heck they were talking about.
Well, I know one thing he would have been outraged about.
What's that?
The Kansas governor, Democratic governor, came out against the Biden vaccine mandate and said it's not correct or the most effective way to do this and said we will not follow your mandate in our state.
Well, and that's really, again, we need to find a way to stop the partisan reactions in this particular case. And this Democrat governor is doing just that, Laura Kelly. And, you know, by standing up, which is really, I guess, verboten in the Democrat Party, you're not supposed to stand up and say something different than what the administration just said. But that's all part of being an American, and that's also part of being a governor of a state, which mm-hmm. is part of the United States.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, and the people of Kansas have spoken, and I don't doubt them at all, because I know I've got a lot of good friends out there in Kansas, got a couple of affiliates out there, and the people that we hear from in Kansas agree with pretty much what we talk about here when it comes to individual freedoms and whatnot. So I have no doubt at all that that's exactly the way they feel.
Well, sure. And also, you know, what this mandate also carries with it the fines against companies. So if someone in your company is not wearing a mask or didn't get tested or some other kind of thing, then you're going to be liable for, what, $14,000 every time? That's not the way, again, to get everybody to go along and do things. And that's just coercion. That's all it is.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we've got another big-time sticks song to play for you. It's a sticks kind of night. You know, like pick up sticks. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We lived happily forever, so the story goes, but somehow we missed out.
What'd you think there, Kyle?
Oh, I love it. More Sticks, more Dennis DeYoung, Tommy Shaw, of course, and what a great sound.
Yes, sir, buddy. Okay, you take it away out west.
All right, folks, out west tonight, of course, we're looking at some winter weather advisories. This is going to start up at the Canadian border up in northern Washington and then come on down all the way from Seattle to Portland. Then, of course, we heard from Richard the Marine earlier. He said it was 56 degrees and rain showers.
I see it.
In the central Portland coast there. And, of course, Seattle and Portland forecast for rain as we go through the next few days. Winter storm warning also in Northern California. This starting up about Redding, heading up, of course, through the border with Oregon. So if you're coming up Interstate 5, you definitely are going to be encountering that. We've got a high wind advisory in central to east Oregon, coming across I-84 near Pendleton, Baker City. You want to be careful of that if you've got a high-profile vehicle. And then also wind advisory near Reno, coming across I-80. High wind watch extending south from there along the California-Nevada border. And, of course, snow in the higher elevations all through Washington, Oregon, and the elevations in California as well. Be careful out there.
Okie dokie. Well, everything that we got over here in the east is pretty much confined to cold temperatures across the middle part of the middle Atlantic states there, as well as now Philadelphia and west towards Valley Forge, and even up a little bit north towards Harrisburg, where we've got a frost warning there tonight. We've got the weather alerts up all along the coast for a gale warning. From the South Jersey area right now, all the way down to, let's see here, Charleston, South Carolina. And that's scheduled and forecast to move off the East Coast today, so we'll get away from the coast. But in the meantime, you're going to have a lot of flooding along the coastline, a lot of high waves, and a lot of rip currents. So it's not going to be a day to want to be in the water anywhere along the eastern part of the United States and the Atlantic. Now, you do have, again, the mountains of South Carolina, especially I-77, I-85. You've got a heavy frost warning there. Going up in eastern Tennessee, where Eric is listening to us from, Eric in East Tennessee, he's going to have his woolies on today because you've got a heavy frost warning up in that area, too. Temperatures are a bit chilly. And across the rest of the South, we've got temperatures that are less than seasonal at the present time in terms of the lows and in terms of the highs. Right here where I'm at, it's supposed to be 50 tomorrow morning, right here in Tampa. And this morning, rather, I should say, it is tomorrow already. tomorrow will be a little warmer. It'll get a little better as the days progress here. And then up in the Panhandle, you're going to have temperatures in the 40s and possibly even the 30s. So that's where we're at right now. And, Kyle, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the pilot and Flying J. Tell us real quick in about 30 seconds how to find out about that.
All right, folks, don't forget, when you go around the highways and byways, stop in at the Pilot or Flying J. Be sure to join the Drivers Club to earn points on the fuel you buy, the supplies you buy, and the food that you buy as well. And with Christmas coming up, don't forget to get your favorite road warrior a gift card.
Yep.
From Pilot and Flying J. You can pick them up there on site, and you can also go online, pilotflyingj.com, and get them an electronic gift card as well as we head into the holiday season.
Alrighty, we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him being around. And now we're going to go right back to the phone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Okay, first up, this horrific deal in Houston, Texas is starting to get even uglier, if that's possible right now. Lawsuits are starting up. Everybody's wondering why the concert wasn't stopped. Security's being blamed for this and that. The concert promoter's being blamed for this and that. The performers are being blamed for this and that. So where's this all headed, you think?
Well, this is not the first time there has been a condition like this at one of Travis Scott's events. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that I did watch some of the videos. I didn't see people that were rushing the stage. That doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I've watched two or three that did not show that. So I don't know where this condition happened where people were crushed and trampled. I didn't see it, but it didn't mean it didn't happen. The other thing is that several people reported not being able to breathe and were having heart conditions, like
right.
heart attacks.
Right.
And then there was reports of people that were being injected with fentanyl.
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate those are, but they're first responders, the medical staff was having to use an awful lot of Narcan on
They
people,
were totally so. Outnumbered. There did not have enough people there for that event of that size.
Well, there were 1,300 security personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what security personnel really means. I don't know if they were armed. I don't know if they were just crowd control types or what. But 50,000 people attended this thing. So it's going to take a long time to sort this one out. But, yes, there are at least two lawsuits. And the lawsuits, I think we're going to have to look at pretty carefully when it comes to, I think it was Live Nation was one of the people that hosted the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a Monday morning. It's a little chilly where I'm at, down to 55 degrees now. Hope you're warmer where you're at. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.